here it goes.
Sure.
I think Utah is the only state in the United States that actively enforces anti-polygamy laws.
Yeah.
Because most other states don't care. Yeah, in fact, I find it quite offensive on the news that they referred to these people out, the ones that got shot.
Yeah, yeah.
They referred to them as fundamentalist Mormons. What they are is excommunicated Mormons.
Is that right? They have nothing to do with it. They were Mormons. They were originally Mormons.
There are minor sects that don't accept that as being a revelation that polygamy should have been stopped in 1890.
It was stopped because of a revelation.
Yeah, I think so.
Who had the revelation?
Wilford Woodruff, I think. He was president of the church.
Uh-huh.
I'm not... It was something that they did... they weren't. They were very unhappy about having to do it because it was
broke up a lot
pressure.
But it broke up a lot of relationships, didn't it? It must have been terrible.
And they knew there was no way they could get into the Union without it. And it was also a way of getting the federal troops out of the state because they had been camped there since the 1850s.
Because of that?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? No,
because the Mormons were. In fact, there was a thing called the Utah War in the 1850s when President Buchanan sent troops out to take care of the evil Mormons.
Yeah. Now what about the Mormons in Wyoming? There are quite a few Mormons in Wyoming, I believe.
A few in the southern part.
But
Wyoming. Mormons were always more of a farming type people, and Wyoming seemed to be more of a state geared for ranching or for mining.
Yeah, I see.
And for sort of a bad influence.
When you say revelation, this is always taken in a strictly supernatural sense.
Yeah, I think so.
It isn't just a good idea.
No, I think in that regard it has to be
divine. I mean, I didn't mean super. I meant divine is the word I was looking for. But that it makes sense that with the problem it was they had a paucity of alternatives.
Yeah, in fact, with my grandmother, the federal. It became a practice of the federal marshals when one of these women was going to have a child, that they would sit around. The federal marshals would sit there and wait for her to go into labor so that they could wait for the father to come to take him to jail.
Is that right?
And my grandfather's older brother died because she held off having him, and she was never quite the same afterwards, and the baby died within a year.
What is the Mormon attitude toward the government now?
I think it's fairly positive. Yeah. I mean, most Westerners, of course, are against the federal government because the federal government owns, 60% of Utah.
They're against the federal government, but they're very patriotic, aren't they?
Yeah. I think Utah, or Mormons, tend to be...
Super Middle American.
Yeah, that's true.
Middle American, it's west of center. Okay, let's go on talking a little bit about some social things. A woman whose husband is dead is a...
Widow?
And a child born out of wedlock.
A bastard?
Yeah, do you know any other names for that? Have you heard any polite names, funny names?
Love child, I guess.
Is that a word you know from experience? Have you heard or
mostly from songs? It's not something you would say in Utah because.
Now, how about a noisy serenade after a wedding?